John Murray's got the sport. It's finally here, John.
It is indeed. The long wait is over, Maggie. Rugby World Cup 2019 gets underway later this morning when hosts Japan take on Russia in Ireland's Pool A. It kicks off at 11:45. Coverage of the game and the opening ceremony begins on RT2 television at 10 o'clock. From an Irish perspective, the team to play Scotland on Sunday was announced by Joe Schmidt this morning. Jordan Larmour will play at full back, Andrew Conway and Jacob Stockdale on the wings, Bundy Akie and Gary Ringrose in the centre, and Conor Murray and Johnny Sexton at half back. The front row is made up of Keane Healy, Rory Best and Tadhg Furlong. The second rows are James Ryan and Ian Henderson, and the back row, Peter O'Mahony, Josh van der Fleer and CJ Stander. And the replacements are Niall Scannell, Dave Kilcoyne, Andrew Porter, Tadhg Byrne, Jack Conan, Luke McGrath, Jack Carty and Chris Farrell. Joe Smith has been explaining his team selection to Michael Corcoran.
I think the forward pack are reasonably robust throughout. They're fully available, and the backs, you know, it's only Robbie Henshaw who's not available. I think everyone else could play, but I think Keith has hit some really good speeds in training on Wednesday. Rob Carney will be ready to train today, and Joey Carbery's trained throughout the week, but they're all playing a little bit of catch-up. And the problem is, if you put them in and you've got a tournament like this and they're a little bit underdone, then you've got a risk that you potentially cause another injury. We don't want to take that risk. It's early in the tournament, and we've got faith in the young boys who are going in, the likes of the Jordan Larmour and Andrew Conway has been really good for us when he's played. He's come on in some big games and he started some big games.
Well, here to talk to us about the team and the wider Rugby World Cup is former Irish head coach Eddie O'Sullivan. The team chosen, Eddie, are you surprised?
Well, given that he's announced that the injured players are not injured any longer, except Robbie Henshaw, it's surprising that he hasn't, he's gone with Larmour, a full back. Larmour hasn't really a good track record at full back. He struggled there the last time he played there. It's surprising with Rob Kearney, if he's available, as he says he is, that he's not starting him. That's a big shock.
He seems to be saying he's undercooked.
Yeah, well, he wasn't undercooked. Like, he played the last warm-up game. He's picked up a niggle, no question or doubt about that. But he's either fit or he's not fit. He's saying he's fit, but he's resting him. It just doesn't make sense. You're going into the most important game in the pool, because if Ireland win this pool game on the weekend, they basically book their place in the quarterfinals, and they can have a clean run through the tournament up to the quarterfinals, win the pool out, get their confidence. If they lose on the weekend, then they have no wriggle room after that. So to go in without your starting full back, even though he's available, it just surprises me that that happened like that.
And the game itself, I mean, would you be worried with the choice of the back three or any other selections that might impinge on the result?
I think the back three are a weak spot now, because Earls has gone as well, so that back three hasn't really played together before. So you can be sure the Scots will test this. Larmour struggled under the high ball the last time he started for Ireland full back in Lansdowne Road, I think it was last autumn, and he's not tried or tested. I'm sure he'll be tested on Saturday in that department. I think across the board, other than that, it's a fairly regular selection. I think Jack Conan could feel hard done by, because he had kind of, in the warm-up games, played better than CJ Stander. CJ Stander had a decent game against Wales in the last game, but he's going for Stander as tried and tested as a physical ball carrier, although I think Conan could feel miffed about that. I think the rest of the team picks itself after that.
Joe Schmidt said also at his press conference that he will sort of be certain that Ireland will be hard to beat on Sunday.
Well, yeah, they are. Ireland are always hard to beat because they good discipline. They don't make mistakes, they don't play around their half, you know. And in wet conditions, they're probably best set up with Sexton at 10 and Murray at 9 to win that a wet day game. But I think Scotland at the same time fancy their chances. When Scotland beat Ireland in the last 15 years or so, it's been a shock, you know. But Scotland got us in Murrayfield a couple of years ago by getting their game plan right today. So they're basically want a one-off performance on the weekend to catch us. I think we've given them we've let the door a little bit ajar by both the back three we've picked. I think maybe Lauren will prove us all wrong, and again, I would always defer to the coach having the final say in selection. He has seen Larmour up close in training. He knows what he's about. But on the evidence we have watching him playing, I think Rob Kearney would be much better bet at fullback. If I had Rob Kearney fit, I'd put him in there on the weekend, because if it goes wrong in the back three, it could be the undoing of the team.
What about the choice of the pack?
I think the pack was straightforward. I said Jack Conan was a guy you might feel hard done by. I thought he'd played very well in the warm-up games. He'd seen off CJ Stander, but I think he's a lot of faith in Stander about getting us over the gain line in his carries. So he's gone back with Stander. Peter O'Mahony always had to come in the back row because, particularly of his line-up prowess, we couldn't possibly go in with the same back row we played Wales again, with Wales in the last warm-up game. And I think James Ryan, Henderson, maybe people thought Klein, but I think Henderson, again, is a better line-up option than Klein. So he's bolstered his line-up, which makes sense, because Scotland is the other place Scotland will go after, so that the line-out, they've done it before. They'll try and put huge pressure on Murray Best. And if it's a wet day as well, a slippery ball, we'd need to have our lineup buttoned down, or we could get in trouble there as well.
The game of the weekend is obviously the clash between the All Blacks and South Africa tomorrow. What way do you see that going?
I wouldn't be shocked if South Africa won it, and I don't think New Zealand would panic if they lost it. I mean, New Zealand have two wings who have only a handful of caps between them. They look, it's the most unsettled New Zealand side I've ever seen at a World Cup. When you consider that, you know, they're not even sure what their midfield is. Bowden Barrett's playing a full back. You know, the world player of the year is out half, it's not even starting in his best position. That's been a problem from right through the summer. Richie Maunga is a very good 10, but he doesn't control the game like Barrett. Barrett, a fullback, with less touches on the ball. So that was a huge call for Hansen. And if they were to lose, he'd get a lot of criticism for not starting Barrett at 10. And their two wings are very inexperienced, but great strikers, but never really tested at this level. So I think the more settled team of the two there is South Africa. They know what they're about. There's no secret to how they play. Full frontal assault regardless of casualties, but they could nick it on the weekend. And I don't think New Zealand would panic. Hansen's has referred to that already by saying it's who wins the final that counts, and he probably is eyeing that more than that.
All right, Eddie O'Sullivan, thank you for joining us this morning. Eddie's headed over to our TV studios. The coverage of the World Cup begins at 10 o'clock this morning. In other sports news, in Europa League soccer, three wins, a draw and a defeat for the British teams in action last night. Teenage winger Bukayo Saka scored his first goal for Arsenal as the Gunners beat 10-man Eintracht Frankfurt 3-0 away from home. Manchester United made heavy work of beating Kazakhstan side Astana. The deadlock was eventually broken after 73 minutes by 17-year-old Mason Greenwood in the 1-0 win at Old Trafford. In Group E, Rennes and Celtic drew 1-1. Ryan Christie scoring from the penalty spot for the Hoops, who had Bayo sent off late on. Rangers won 1-0 at home to Feyenoord, Ojo with the goal. But Wolves were beaten 1-0 at Molineux by Portuguese side Braga. The Irish contingent are well off the pace after the opening round of the BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth. Paul Dunne shot an 80, Rory McIlroy a 76, Padraig Harrington a 73, and the best of the bunch was Open champion Shane Lowry, whose level par 72 is some seven shots behind first round leader Matt Wallace. Meanwhile, on the PGA Tour, a great start by Waterford's Seamus Power in the Sanderson Farms Championship. He shot a 7 under par 65 to lie just one shot off the lead held by Tom Hogue. There's racing today at Ballinrobe. The first is off at 3:30. For sports news updates during the day, you can check out the RTE News Now app and rte.ie.